Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA, now just about 48 hours away from the start of the Steelers season. Welcome in to September 5th on Cabali and Mack. I'm Chris Max. I'm doing his basement. He's Mark Cabali, longtime veteran Steelers beat reporter and correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. This is the last time we will preview Steelers-Jets in the opener. And talk about the NFL opener as well. There's one guy in particular who's been really good in Steelers openers, like literally since he came aboard as a Pittsburgh Steeler, that I think is worth talking about. Some rapid fire NFL picks, Kaboom. You want to do that a little bit later since you got the Cowboys one wrong last night?
Well, that's that really doesn't count because the old rain delay throws.
Why doesn't it count? Off. It counts. Counts in the record.
Throw things off, so that was
0-1.
As long as I make the playoffs and win it all,
exactly. Room temperature, right?
Hey, they look better than I was anticipating.
That's true. They did, although it was not the summer of George. We'll get into all that. We thank each and every one of you for joining us here on Cabali and Mack, especially all of our wonderful sponsors, who are some of the best in the world for allowing us to do this all the time. We appreciate them, especially now that the season has kicked off, especially our friends at Southwest Greens. Go to Southwest Greens, PA, grass that never needs to be mowed, watered, or fertilized, and it's going to be the best-looking yard in the neighborhood. Professional installers who have refined the art, yes, it's an art, of synthetic turf installation and going to give you the perfect lawn solution without spending all the time and money and effort on it that you have been. Get a hold of Southwest Greens today. Tell Jake the Cabali and Mac sent you. SouthwestGreensPA.com. And like I said, have the best looking yard in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance. We appreciate them supporting the show. Let's start. Before we get into Steelers, Jets, and somebody who wasn't practicing yesterday, I'm going to roll my eyes into the back of my head if we talk about this much longer. And what we expect from this game on Sunday, let's roll back like 12 hours to Eagles-Cowboys in the NFL opener. Should have known it wasn't going to be normal, Kaboom. We should have known this was not going to be a normal game, and from the start it wasn't. Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott, then making the walk of shame with Dom, the security guard, back to the locker room. Eagles end up winning 24-20 in a game that looked like it was going to be, well, it did light up the scoreboard in the first half and then slowed down, especially after the rain delay. Seemed like everybody just wanted to get out of there. Not rain delay, lightning delay. But I haven't seen many games start off with, before the first play of scrimmage even, somebody getting kicked out.
Yeah. First play of the game, somebody gets hurt. And then he gets kicked out during that play. And I don't know whether to call it the Hawk Tua game or if I should if Dak Prescott should have said, I was hit.
That was one magic loogie.
And then it bounced off him and hit me.
Where's Roger McDowell? Do we know where he was last night?
You could pretty much do anything in the NFL. I mean, I've talked to players before where they do the old, how can I say this with a family twist to it? The grab and twist in the ball.
People get their junk grabbed and yanked. And not in a fun way at the bottom of those piles.
Yeah, you get away with that. You get away with, you know, gouging guys. One thing you just don't know. And this is for anybody in life that's watching this. Just don't spit on anybody.
No.
I mean, that's one thing that's still totally unacceptable and will be for the eternity of time of spitting on somebody or in somebody's general direction that hits you.
It's the most disrespectful thing you can do to someone, aside from putting your hands on them, is spitting on someone. Maybe even more disrespectful.
Spitting's number one.
I mean, for what it's worth, this is what Dak Prescott made of the situation after the game.
I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I would say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked – where he goes, you trying to spit on me? And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I stepped through, I actually said the words, like, what the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for? And he just spit on me in that moment. And it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag.
Through the flag, 15 yards, bang. Jalen Carter out. Wasn't enough for the Cowboys to win the game, but kept them in it. Definitely adjusted what they wanted to do on offense. For what it's worth, Jalen Carter after the game.
That Dak may have done something first. Do you
feel
like he
precipitated? No, I don't try to do nothing out of the ordinary. You know, anything that you know, I feel like I have done something back is provoked. But, you know, if it's something out there, y'all see it, we'll go off that.
So in Philly, they're going with the excuse that, well, Dak spit at him. So it's nonsense. If you go back and watch the video, you can see Dak Prescott clearly spit on the ground, and that's what precipitated the whole thing. Jalen Carter has a history of doing stupid things, right? It's why he dropped in the draft to where he did.
Get out.
What?
Get out. Him doing something stupid?
Yeah. So look. He's incredibly talented. It is kind of like the conversation we had about George Pickens yesterday. Incredibly talented, but he's just got this knack for doing stupid shit at the worst possible time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do. You think you're going to get away with it? I mean, what is going through? Unless you're just not thinking at the time, right? I mean, that's the only thing you could possibly say about it. You just weren't thinking there was going to be any ramifications. Nobody was going to see it. I mean, it wasn't Romanowski-like, you know, right in between the eyeballs. I mean, you waited till the ref got there, and you just – it's just nonsense. And like I said, spitting is bad right up there, but not as equally bad. But something could get you fired up as if, you know, somebody throws a drink in your face. That's another thing. Very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But you could probably get away with, you know, just throwing a drink back in their face. But those are two things, drink in the face or the spitting. The spitting is like, you know, let's go. If I was Dak, I probably would have taken a swing and, you know, maybe
that
not.
Was actually.
Brother was 350, so maybe not.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That's a good point. That was some pretty good restraint by Dak Prescott, because I think your instinctive reaction is to just go straight at somebody if that happens to you.
Until you see, that's like Brock Lesnar spitting on you.
Yeah, what am I going to do about it?
You going to check on Brock Lesnar? No. You're going to hope somebody else saw it.
But that's because I'm thinking in the moment. Like you said, I don't think Jalen Carter was thinking. Anyway, Eagles beat the Cowboys 24-20. If you stayed up to watch any of it after the Lightning delay, my apologies. You didn't miss anything other than a nice one-handed catch by Saquon. Saquon Barkley doing
it. Always have to.
I think it was a nice little one-handed grab, and then he lowered the boom on somebody.
You don't say, whoa, Saquon only had 60 yards rushing. You didn't say that.
No, because I was talking about stuff that happened after the Lightning delay.
Any other Penn Staters on those teams?
Dotson, right?
Didn't mention him.
No, I didn't. So there you have it. The season has kicked off. It was not the summer of George continued. 3 catches on 4 targets for just 30 yards for George Pickens. While CeeDee Lamb had 7 catches on 13 targets, probably should have been 10 catches, 3 drops, especially a couple tough ones late, finished with 110 yards. That's what the numbers are going to look like all year, Mark. Like, I know people think that Pickens is, especially because he's in the contract year and all that, is going to have a massive year. I just don't see it. They're going to have to cover both guys, which means CeeDee's going to be open more often than not, more open than he has been in the past. And I think his numbers are going to be the ones that are off the chart. And we're going to inevitably have George Pickens complaining about something by the end of the year.
Well, of course, George is going to complain about something, maybe not show up. I still don't think that nullifies his possibility of having big numbers. Okay. They did play the defending Super Bowl champs.
Defending Super Bowl champs who had to pull Adoree Jackson out of the game in the first or second quarter, I think it was, because he was playing that poorly.
I love that. They're like, oh, they lost Slay. No, you didn't want Slay.
Yeah. I mean, they did kind of do it to themselves. Like, I mean, Brandon Graham retires. Okay, that's one thing. But then in the secondary, I mean, it's going to take a year to maybe bounce back from the guys they let walk in free agency. So you saw it last night. Some teams may be able to throw on Philly a little bit more than they have the last couple of years. Thanks to our friends from Higgins Professional Painting. They have jumped on board here on Cabali and Mac. We can't thank them enough. You want your home painted, interior, exterior, maybe your business, whatever it is. They even do drywall repair. They do all of it to revamp your indoor space or outdoor. Interior especially can completely transform the feeling of your home. New life, new color, make everything look great. You want somebody who's got skill and precision and expertise to achieve that professional look? Look no further than Higgins Professional Painting. Their family's been doing it for 4 decades. You can schedule your free estimate right now by calling 412-344-0480. Just go to HigginsProfessional.com. Before Kabali's wife has them doing their whole house.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, when they come over, I'm going to say to Corey, I'm like, hey, what about this whole house? Then I'm going to say, let's hold off for a second.
Yeah, maybe let's do one room at a time. Can we put this on layaway?
You see that car out there? It's still, you know what? I don't know if I told you this or not. I drove by the other, down my hillside the other day. Not my hillside, my road. It's a hill.
Yeah, it's a massive hill. It's like car, a goddamn ski jump.
Yeah, and they want the kids to walk up there, whatever, for the bus stop. By the way, 12 kids at the bus stop today, and then there's like cars everywhere in and out. It's terrible. But my point was, is the old car that I use like once a month that got stuck in the dirt.
Yes.
I guess come in, I pulled in the other day, and I noticed there's still like grass hanging from the muffler.
It's been a month and a half. You haven't cleaned that up?
How do you get it off?
Get under there and pull it out. You got literal chunks of earth stuck to the bottom of your car.
I'm like, oh my goodness, that's like dead grass. Must have been burnt on the muffler or something.
Jesus. All right. Let's talk about this one last time, once and for all, and then we're done with it. Not your car getting stuck at St. Vincent. We'll talk about that forever. Cam Hayward didn't practice yesterday. Just a vet's day off, they say. Yeah. And he's taken those before on Thursdays. Not a big deal. I imagine if he's out there today, today being Friday, this story will probably die, right? He's going to be out there.
He's not going to die because I think there's a possibility that we might hear from Mr. Hayward today between 1:30 and 2 o'clock.
Okay, if he's asked.
Possibility.
If he's asked, maybe even by an intrepid young reporter like yourself, Cam, if nothing new is done before Sunday, are you still considering not playing? What do you think he'll say?
I think he says, we'll see. No, I think he's really thinks he's just going to play. Where I am maybe going back and forth on right now, if he really thinks that he's going to get a couple bucks, that's where he might have finally given up, where this might not be happening. But I just don't know the dynamics of it, of what he wants. I don't think he would come out. What if he talks? I mean, it's still an if.
Yeah,
he's supposed to, by NFL rules, he's supposed to talk. You know, he's only talked once since July 25th or something like that. 26th. Right. Only once since then. That's very unusual for him, but it's understandable with what happened here. But he's not doing himself any favors of leaving it out there for people to and interpret of other people's who might not be in the know's tweets. How about less telling us what you want, what you know, what you're thinking, so, you know, at least the truth is out there. The guy's very, trust me, he's a very sensitive person. Sensitive in a way that he hears everything. He knows everything. He holds on to everything. He uses everything. So all this negative stuff that we've heard over the past month or whatever.
Yeah.
He knows. He's internalized it. It might be eating him up. It might not be eating him up. He might not say it does. But I would just like to get some clarification of what he wants. Because if not, not for myself. It's just for the fact that, you know, misinformation out there about the poor guy. Maybe he does want a new contract. Maybe he just wants a couple of bucks. Maybe whatever. I don't know. Just go and speak for yourself. You don't have to tell us absolutely everything, but at least, you know, set the record straight of rather than us assuming what you want.
Yeah, what happens when we assume, Mark?
That's only you're the ass, but
hey, yeah, hey, I mean, hey.
Honestly, it was the funniest thing about yesterday was this. Everybody knew Hayward wasn't practicing, but we're not allowed to say anything or tweet anything about it. Even if he's put on the injury report, we have to wait till the injury report's out, right?
Right.
Minute after practice, Adam Schefter, oh, he did not practice today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm like, huh, I would like to respond to this and say reason why, but in theory, I'm not supposed to say that he's practiced or not until the injury report comes out.
Well, we got it. Vets day off, and we'll see what happens today. I'm sure he'll practice if he has anything to say. And Sunday at 1 o'clock, he's going to be out there.
Yes, he's going to play. He's going to play. I just wonder if they could push that back. If it's not a new contract, you can, you know, circumvent your own rules and say, well, it's not a new contract. We just gave him advancement in his
what is this, salary. Like a payday loan? He's going to one of those cashing places.
It could be, you know.
Maybe he could get an endorsement out of it. He could pull a Kawhi Leonard and get an under the table no show endorsement.
Did your parents used to pay you for doing chores?
Hell no. My mom didn't have any money to pay me. If I wanted money, I had to go work.
Well,
I mean, that was just the fact.
Maybe they're just going to give him a little advancement in his allowance. Is that considered a new contract? So can that happen anytime? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm tired of talking about it. It's been nonsense the whole time.
Well, the problem is it's the 3 weeks before the last preseason game and this, when there's absolutely nothing going on. You're like, my goodness, do I got to talk to Cole Holcomb again? You know,
what's wrong? Why are you taking shots at Cole Holcomb?
It's just the name that popped in my head. You know, you're pretty much run out of stuff to talk about. So this is the only thing that has something a little new to it. That's why it's getting
Well, and because it's one of your captains, at least alluding to the fact that he might not play week one because he wants something.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, how many times can you write about, you know, Zach Frazier is smart, Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets, Darnell Washington's big. I mean, it's...
I love how you simplify it.
Honestly, it down to that point. I mean, when was the first time I wrote something about Darnell Washington was probably April or May. And we're here in September still talking about Darnell Washington.
We need games. We need games, I think, is the point here. We need games and things happening in those games to start to react to.
This dead period, man, is just rough.
We'll see how it works out with Cam. But again, like we've deduced, he'll be out there at 1 o'clock on Sunday unless something really strange happens between now and then. And I'm not counting on that. If you're looking for somewhere to be Sunday at 1 o'clock, may I suggest Archie's on the South Side? They got $2 you call it's tonight and tomorrow. And of course, they always got some ice cold iron there. You don't get these sitting around petting kitty cats. Kaboom.
Oh, I hear you.
No. So get down there to Archie's. Open till 2 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays for all the games, college and pro. That's the spot to be. Try the wings. They're delicious. We love them. And Archie's a great dude. We appreciate him jumping on board here and supporting the show. Mike Tomlin's 11-6-1 in season opener. I think it's sixth best in that time. Is there something to the fact that more often than not, his teams seem to come out and everybody's going to go, oh, not the Niners game. I know. It's 11-6-1. It's not 18-0 in season openers. You do lose some occasionally. Is there something to it, though, that his teams usually come out looking pretty good early on and we typically deal with hell being unleashed in the wrong way in December?
You know, a lot of those games have been on the road, too. You know, home openers. I mean, I don't know if they've looked good. They found ways to win. I mean, did they look good in Atlanta last year? No, they found a way to win. Did they look good in Cincinnati a couple years ago? No, they missed about four field goals. The Bengals.
Forced a ton of turnovers.
They found ways to win. So maybe that's where that record comes in at as well. I don't read much into it. I mean, at those games where they had preseason where the starters played in the preseason, you don't have Metcalf or Rodgers playing in there. Does that make a difference? I don't know. I think separate years, separate things, but you're around that long, you're probably going to win more than you lose just for the fact that you probably wouldn't have been around that long if you lost the letter. I don't think he does anything different or more prepared. I just think that they find ways to win. I'm just trying to think. Other than that 49ers game, wow. I mean, they played Tennessee a couple years and they've won. Cincinnati, way back in the day, I think they played Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, if you're making a bet, I wouldn't say, well, Steelers are 11-6 on opening day, so let's bet on them. It's a nice little stat. I'm not reading much into it.
Okay, that's fair. What about, there is one guy that has been phenomenal on opening games for the most part.
I know who it is. I'm guessing.
Well, hold on. I want you to hear first what Jets offensive coordinator Tanner Eggstrand had to say about that rookie right tackle that they're starting against the Steelers up front.
Brought Armand in here for a reason, and he's up to the challenge. And not to say that it's not going to be challenging, but we feel great about it. We feel great about where he's at and where our plan is. And, you know, it'll be a good one on Sunday.
We'll see. Rookie right tackle, backup right guard. We've talked about this plenty this week since the Elijah Vera Tucker triceps injury came out. Joe Tippmann will be starting at right guard. Tip with a P.
Oh, I just didn't. My ears stuffed up from again.
I know. A little head cold. You're clogged up. Joe Tippmann starting at right guard. Armin Membo, the rookie right tackle, the first round pick, starting next to him, which means there could be an opportunity for one guy in particular who loves to perform in week one. Check out the numbers on this guy. I've heard of him before. TJ Watt in season openers.
How many against Cleveland?
I don't. You know what? You're going to make me look it up. I'll go back and look at how many against the Cleve Brownies. I don't think more than one or two.
So you tell me he had 24 tackles, 24 quarterback hits in season openers.
In seven season openers. One of those was a game that he left early because he got hurt. Still had a sack in that game. Two of those, no sacks. But, I mean, four multiple sack games in seven season openers for Trent Jordan-Watt. Let's see. One, two. Only two of them have been openers against the Cleveland.
I know. Last year, he was a difference maker.
Yes. Last year, you could argue, aside from Chris Boswell, he's the reason they won the game.
That's who I was going to think you were going to throw up there. Boswell's numbers and openers are pretty stellar as well.
Yeah, and it sounds like the K-ball is being affected this year.
I wouldn't know because Chris Boswell doesn't talk.
Well, so he's a kicker. How much can he say? He's
talking about the balls.
He could. Some guys like them round. Some guys like them soft. You know,
do I get to break in my own ball when I kick my 33-year field goal?
No, you don't. No.
Is this
fresh out the box?
No. Plus, I'm not using an NFL ball. I'm using like a college ball or high school.
I don't know if that's fair. I don't know. But anyway, yes, Boswell has performed well in openers, but TJ Watt has been, for the most part, otherworldly in season openers. Hold on. Let me go back. See if I can get the numbers back up here because they are ridiculous. I mean, 10 tackles, one. Now, those first 2 years, like I said, are both against the Browns. Take it for what it's worth. But five quarterback hits in 2021, another five
games
ago.
Won.
Oh, how many of those games they won? Five of them. How many playoff games they won? I get it. I'm saying in openers, he has a history of wrecking shop. And if they want to move him over to that side and scare the poop out of some poor first round right tackle, some poor first round rookie at right tackle, they can do that if they want.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, they've said it for years now. They almost promised it this year, moving Watt around. What better time to do it than right now?
This weekend.
Now, if they don't do that, man, we're all going to be disappointed. Maybe TJ too.
Yeah, I mean, because look, I do understand the philosophy. I said this the other day of, you know, maybe force. Because I would think they're going to help the rookie at right tackle, right? So maybe they slide some protections that way. And it clogs up Highsmith getting to the quarterback and just gives TJ more of an opportunity on the other side, or vice versa. They slide things TJ's way, regardless of the fact that they have Fashanu over there. Maybe they like what he can do and hold up to Watt a little bit. And then you leave the rookie on the other side, maybe on a little bit of an island against Highsmith. Either way, one of those two guys should have a game.
Win-win situation, right? Either TJ is going to go against a rookie or TJ is going to go one-on-one.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I mean, I think we get another big TJ Watt game is what I'm saying. In an opener.
How many playoff games have he won?
We're not there yet. We can bring that up in January.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that that would be the key, especially now. I still like to see him move around, definitely. I like to see him flip sides, but, you know, he doesn't. Do you do it if you don't need it, right? Do you try it one side and say, hey, this is working over here the way we're doing it because they're doubling on the other side or chipping on the other side, leaving him one-on-one. Why don't we leave this back in the bag here for, you know, one more game and let's pull it out next week against Seattle.
Hey, like careful that. What you're pulling out over there, okay, pal?
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't think there's any reason to like leave things in the bag. Everyone knows you're facing a rookie right tackle.
But it might benefit him though. I don't know.
It might benefit who? The rookie right tackle.
Would you rather have a rookie right tackle and a chip or a pretty decent rookie season second year guy one on one?
I mean, I think the point is you have your options, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather be more aggressive.
Option one works. I don't go to option two.
I'd rather be more aggressive. A lot, like I said, the same way on offense yesterday. I'd rather be aggressive early. And I'm not saying chuck balls downfield. I'm saying get the tight ends involved in a short passing game early, and let's see what you can do with that, and then go from there. And DK, for that matter. But let Rodgers get in a rhythm early on offense, right? Be a little aggressive. See if you can't get the lead in this game, and then just kind of choke them out. Same thing on defense. Like, I slide TJ over there opposite the rookie and let him go at him. And then all of a sudden, maybe it blows up all the Jets' blocking schemes up front. Maybe not. Maybe they're prepared for that. But it's going to put them in the place of having to make a decision rather than you as the Steelers being the team that has to make a decision, right? I always want to put the other team on their heels. And if I'm aggressive and going after a rookie right tackle with a backup right guard next to him by sending TJ after him over and over and over early on, hell, maybe it works. Maybe we force Fields into a dumb play. He turns the ball over, and before you know it, we've got ourselves a lead, and we're able to do what we want to do after that.
All I'm saying is that he probably starts on the same side. If he has early success one-on-one, why do you even go there? Unless they make a change, then you can counterpunch it. That's all I'm saying. I don't make the move unless I have to.
I know what you're saying. It's the old Mike Tomlin thought of let's do what we do well, and we're not going to worry about the other guys. My thought is...
Nameless gray podcasts out there other than ours.
It's the old thought of, you know, I look at it as, no, I want to exploit your weaknesses right off the bat. I want to be aggressive and going after what I think you might not be great at. And that's including a rookie right tackle.
Let's not have revisionist history here. TJ wanted to be flipped to that side after what his rookie year because he felt more comfortable there. So all of a sudden he's going to be more comfortable on the other side? No, he's going to be more comfortable where he's played his past 7 years. I think it's just going to be the occasional split finger fastball, the splinker, just to mix things up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's going to go over and replace Highsmith and rush 35 of his snaps or whatever. You know, for some reason, he felt more comfortable on the left. Left. Right.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
All right, you're left, whatever.
Directions are hard. I know.
Well,
I tell my kid all the time, because he's not good with left and right, I tell him, when you put your hands up, which one makes an L? That's your left hand. There you go.
Wow, that's kind of weird.
It's not weird. It's an easy way to remember left from right.
No. I just know I have a big scar on my left arm, so I know that's left.
What's that from?
When I was 4 years old, I had this soda bottle explode in my hand.
Glass?
Yeah, the old school. And it severed all my tendons in my hand.
What?
It removed tendons from my wrist and put them in my fingers. If you look, my little finger, this finger here is so much smaller than the S one.
Yeah, it is. What's, man?
So I know the left hand has the big scar on it.
Early childhood trauma.
They wanted to cut my finger off, and my old man's like, nah.
They wanted to cut your finger off?
Because I couldn't bend it. Because all Jeez. The tendons were, this was in the 70s now, brother. They were using steak knives and stuff.
They took you to the back door of a vet hospital.
Just think if that happened now, I'd be a rich man. Pepsi Cola Company would be, I'd own half of that place.
Yeah, you should have.
But I got nothing.
Bupkis.
Imagine the stuff money I would have got now. Wow.
You would have got paid. Yeah. I just want to see them be aggressive on Sunday. I don't want them to do that thing where.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It takes them forever to find a rhythm. I have a bad feeling. That's the way it's going to go, and it's going to take them a while to find a rhythm on offense, and they'll get down or they'll let the Jets hang around. It'll be a close game. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, Rodgers will find a rhythm and they'll take the lead if they don't have it already, pull away if they already have the lead, and win by 10, which would be, like we said yesterday, the equivalent of a rout in a game where the total is only supposed to be like 38 points. But I would much rather see them be aggressive. Try to jump out to a lead early, or at least try to find a rhythm on offense and see if you can't force the Jets into some mistakes when they have the ball. And if it doesn't work, okay, then you go back to your nameless gray faces approach and just, you know, grind one out against a team that isn't as talented as you. But I'd rather see you be aggressive early on.
The more Justin Fields has the ball in his hands, the better opportunity you have for mistakes.
True. I mean, theoretically, you should have the ball in his hands on every single play.
Yeah, I mean, every single play, you can fumble, you can throw a pick, unless you're handing it to Breece Hall. So what I'm telling you is, you better stop the run.
Stop the – see, this is I hate to oversimplify this, but if you just stack the box and let Jalen Ramsey take Garrett Wilson away
– I don't think that's happening, but go ahead.
Oh, man. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Why did they go out and get Jalen Ramsey? They're going to have him playing free safety.
They're going to have him play free safety. They're going to have him roaming around and taking his spots. But if you're thinking he's traveling, I don't think that's happening. I don't think it's going to happen on the other side either. I don't think Sauce is going to be traveling with DK.
Man, I don't get it.
The thing is every time Tomlin would be asked, hey, what goes into making a decision of whether a guy should travel or not, he goes, it's usually about the other matchup.
Well, right.
You love your other matchups with Porter and Slay. So.
This is what I mean about the nameless gray faces approach. Like, you just go out there and you play your defense or whatever it may be, and you go, oh, I'm not worried about the other guys. Well, no, the whole point of game planning is you figure out what the other guys are best at and worst at, and then you try to limit what they're best at, and you try to exploit what they're worst at.
Yeah, I still think that's a figure of speech, nameless gray faces. Worry what I do, not worry what they do. Obviously, you're worried what they do, but you better be playing your game and playing to your best ability, or that's not going to make much of a difference. How'd you like that photo I sent you last night?
Which one?
YA.
He's another one. I know I said it earlier in the week and during the preseason. I can't wait to see what this guy does.
YA and Loudermilk. Milk.
How did you get that picture? What was happening? Hold on, I'm going to hold it up to the screen for everybody to see. He's giving you just a shitty grin.
It's not me. I probably was talking to Darnell at the time. I don't like the gangbangs.
Yeah, you've mentioned.
I don't. That was a Jeff Hathorne video, and that proves the point that no matter what video you could take, you could stop it in an absolute millisecond of time to make somebody look like a goober. The Fabo owners meetings. So no, but he's a different cat talking to like media than he is around his teammates. He's open, engaging us. He's like, he's one of those, you know, I'm a rookie. I don't want to really say very much.
Right.
But I forget what he was asked right there, but my point was, you can imagine that coming at you in the middle of the night or in the middle of the third quarter.
I don't like that he changed from 78 to 94.
Max Starks told him he had to. I'm kidding. I don't know.
78 would be a great
college.
I know, but I like 78 for like the whole steel curtain vibe.
So you're going to be very disappointed when they say starting defensive end Isaiah Loudermilk.
That's not going to happen, is it?
I think it is going to happen. It doesn't mean he's not going to. Black's going to have more snaps than him, but I'm just talking starting wise.
Well, I expect big things from YA Black at some point, and I don't really care.
He expected big things from you.
Really? I don't believe that for a second.
And by the way, I did ask Aaron yesterday if he found out what bridge he's taking to Acreshore next week. He goes, what the hell was that all about? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
You got a chance to ask him questions. You don't ask him if he'll come on the show. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm too busy. Yeah, our budget's not that high. But the, yeah, I'm like, I don't think anybody knew who it was, but it's like the running joke of what bridge you taking. He goes, was that guy serious? I'm like, I don't know. Nobody knows who it was.
Nobody knows who the hell it was. Regardless of your budget, you're looking for a new home. The people to take care of you are the Dan Heck team. We appreciate them supporting the show. HeckTeamHomes.com. Check them out if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the Pittsburgh area. The whole team is there, ready, willing, and able to take care of you. HeckTeamHomes.com. H-A-E-C-K. HeckTeamHomes.com. We appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac as well. So we'll get to an official pick before we wrap up here, but we got a couple other quick things to get to. There's the Stone Cold Steve Austin autographed vest, which I was going to save for towards the end, but a quick reminder that if you are one of the first 3,018 subscribers on YouTube to Kabali and Mac, you'll get to choose between that, the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest, or the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet. Your choice if we pick your name. There it is. Me. Boy, holding
the helmet. Nothing but the best of the graphics here.
Yeah, we're on top of it. AV Club right here. So go subscribe if you haven't yet. Kabali and Mac on YouTube.
And while you're at it.
Yeah. Some Yoli rolls there. Doesn't look the same on your phone, I'll be honest. The glare is hitting it. First 500 followers, I should say, on Instagram. We'll be in the running for a random drawing to win this $100 Yoli's Cucina and Craft House gift certificate. Perfect for a night out there with some friends or family, or maybe both. Something to eat, maybe something cold to drink, a mango perhaps. How is your picture roll, your camera roll? Just
it's legendary, by the way.
All the stuff we talk about on the show, is that it?
You guys want a beer commercial?
Tell them, Ray.
All right, I'm done.
You done? You sure? All right, you want to do some rapid fire NFL picks for week one? Let's see how many you get wrong because you're already 0-1.
Shouldn't you have some music like
you mentioned how small the budget is? We don't have that.
I feel like you can find something.
Can't be paying for music. No, don't play anything because then we'll end up getting dinged and nobody will be able to watch the episode once it's up on YouTube. No music.
Some. Iron City.
All right. I'm going to rip through them real quick. You just tell me who's going to win.
Get some of their whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to show people from your phone?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Some Archie wings.
Those are delicious. Okay. Are you done for now? Maybe.
Well, I'm going to pull out one more here.
Whoa. Let's not.
I better not do that one. It's my favorite one of all time.
Yep, got him.
All right, I'm done.
All right, you good? All right, let's rip through it. Chiefs, Chargers tonight.
Tonight, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Chiefs, Chargers tonight in Brazil. Chiefs win, I say. What do you say?
Chiefs, Chargers. I hate the Chargers. I hate the Chargers. I hate the Chiefs.
Okay, I'm not asking, like, which team you want to hang out and have a beer with.
I think it's going to be a very close game. But I think the Chiefs are getting a little slept on, even though they are the team of the decade. So I think the Chiefs will win.
Okay, we got 14 more of these. We got 14 more of these to get to, if you don't mind speeding up.
Okay, Starkey.
Arizona, New Orleans. Arizona's going to win. What do you say?
Yeah, Arizona, another sleeper.
Miami, Indianapolis. You're high on the Colts. I have the Dolphins in this one.
Where's it at?
Indy.
Oh, I'm going to the lighthouse on that one, the Colts.
All right. Raiders, who you're also high on. You think they're going to be a playoff team. Going to Foxborough. I got the Pats.
I hate the Pats. I'm getting Raiders.
Okay. Giants, Commanders in Washington. I got the Commanders. What about you?
Yeah, we'll go with the Commanders.
Okay. Carolina, Jacksonville in a game that all of three people will watch. I got the Jags.
I'm going Carolina.
Really? You're way down on Jacksonville this year. Yeah. Cincinnati, Cleveland. Cincy crapped themselves last year in week one against the Patriots. I think they take care of business up the mistake by the lake. What do you got?
My kid said today, hey, when's that bad team playing? I said, who? The Browns. He goes, yeah. He goes, the bad team versus the bad team. I want to see who's worse. So he's not high on the Bengals either, so I'm going Bengals.
All right. You're going Bengals even if your kid isn't. Tampa Bay, Atlanta. I got the Bucks.
Yeah, big Bucks guy.
I know. We both are. Niners, Seahawks in Seattle. I got the Niners, even if McCaffrey's. Seattle.
Slap him in the face.
Slap him in the face. Are they going to spit on him?
Nah.
I hope not.
Tua.
Tennessee, Denver. Denver.
Oh, yeah. I hate Denver, but Tennessee's bad.
Tennessee's real bad. They're like three wins bad.
I don't even know who one of their wide receivers are.
They have Ridley now, don't they?
Yeah, he got.
This is a good quiz.
It's a
Let's see who can name more Tennessee Titans wide receivers. I'm not going to look. Hold on. Let me get to the roster here. Okay. Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, it's already beat me.
Oh, Tyler Lockett. That's right.
Oh, is that? Did he go there?
Yeah, and Van Jefferson.
Oh, I should have known that one.
Van down by the river. And that kid from Stanford, Alec Amanor. I don't think I'm saying that right. Anyway, Detroit, Green Bay. In Green Bay, I got the Lions.
We'll go with the Lions.
Okay. Houston in L.A. visiting the Rams. I got the Texans.
Now I'm going Rams, even though I think you're going to stink this year.
Baltimore, Buffalo on Sunday night. I like the Ravens going into Buffalo and stealing one.
Wow. Maybe they both can win. How everybody thinks they're both going to go undefeated.
Right.
I'm going Buffalo.
Okay. Monday night, Vikings visit the Bears. I think J.J. McCarthy's going to look like a rookie a couple times this year, so I'll take the Bears in week one.
I'm never taking the Bears. Vikings.
All right. And let's make our official pick for Steelers-Jets Sunday afternoon in the beautiful Meadowlands of New Jersey. Steelers win this one.
Yeah, I think Steelers win this one as well.
I don't know how pretty it's going to be, but I think they win.
I think we're going to come out and say, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is maybe not four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers, but he's still got something left in the tank here. Be impressed with guys like Metcalf. I think it's going to be 24-14, but it's going to be a close 24-14, if that even makes any sense. You know, fourth quarter, it's maybe a three-point game. The Steelers score late, even though you're maybe on the edge of your seat. Yeah, Steelers win this game.
Yeah, I see a similar storyline playing out. Like I said, I think they're going to start slow, especially on offense. And I think it's going to take some time for Rodgers to find a rhythm with guys. This is why I wanted them to play a little bit in the preseason. And it'll be uncomfortably close going into the fourth quarter, but I think Rodgers puts together a really nice drive in the fourth quarter. And I think the tight ends get involved a lot. I think we get a Darnell Washington touchdown this week. And I think 24-14 is pretty close. I think it's probably, I'll go like 23-16 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But 23-13 in that neighborhood. But I do think the Steelers win. What is for like 45 minutes of game time, 50 minutes of game time, uncomfortably close. Let's put it that way.
Could be. Yeah. I think if they can just make sure they don't allow 299 yards rushing to Breece Hall, that is pretty much, it limits what they can do. I mean, I was on that New York station yesterday. I'm like, what do you think of Justin Fields? I'm like, hell of a human. But just like you guys see, man, very inconsistent with everything else he does. He'll look great sometimes, and he'll make some throws. And you'll be like, oh, that's good. Good Justin Fields. Then he's going to make some bad ones. I think the bad's going to outweigh the good in this one.
Yeah, and I do think it's going to be tough for the Jets to run the way they want to and the way they need to win. Again, because of the injury on the offensive line, and I mentioned the rookie right tackle. We've gone over that a million times. I don't need to mention it again.
To be a little bit concerned, or not maybe not concerned, but a little bit aware that you're still going with Loudermilk and Black as your starting defensive end.
If it works out that Y.A. Black is playing a bunch of snaps next to Cam Hayward when they're in the nickel, I'm totally okay with that.
How about Benton pushes out?
Benton, okay, Hayward. If we have to. Keanu Benton doesn't spark a ton of excitement. But, hey, I mean, I could be totally wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last time. Thanks to our good friends at Impact HVAC for supporting Kabali and Mac as well. Couldn't do it without them. They've been on board since the very beginning. And if you want to get that furnace tune-up scheduled for before it gets cold, or maybe you're counting on having to use the AC one last time before things cool off, either way, get the system checked out and looked at. They'll tell you if everything's working fine or if you need some maintenance or repair, maybe even a replacement.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They did our furnace a few months ago. Everything's awesome now. Get a hold of them. Check them out on Facebook. You can message them there at Impact HVAC PGH or just give them a call. The number's on the screen, 412-297-1852. Okay, real quick, I want to bring this up because I know the kind of reaction I'm going to get from you on it, but I'm just curious to see if there's any softening of your position here, which I doubt there will be. I didn't think so. Did you realize the Pirates just swept the Dodgers?
Oh, I don't really give a crap.
I know it doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to ask me about something important like SmackDown or something.
And we'll get to that in a second. The Pirates just swept the freaking Dodgers. And Skeen struck out 8 last night over 6 innings. There, you're going to hear this a ton. 52-51 under Donnie Baseball, Don Kelly.
Don't care. And this is the problem. You fall into this trap every damn year. They'll put together a good month at the end of the year. They'll be somewhat respectable. You'll break it down into a section where they're pretty good. Say, see, all they need is this and this, and they can win. And no, unless you go out there and get 4 bats next year, you're not winning. Period.
Okay.
You're going to go get
4
bats?
I'm not saying I think any differently. They do need to go out and get bats.
But they fool you every year, and this is the time of the year that they will fool you. I'm not buying it. I haven't watched a Pirate game since August.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I forget where I was going or what I was doing. That. I was driving somewhere. I think I was driving home from my kid's open house, actually. And I'm driving home just thinking to myself, man, be nice to be able to talk about baseball. Or no, I was driving to pick up my daughter from work. That's what I was doing. And I had the football game on. I had the Eagles Cowboys game on. And during commercials, there was an ad for Sirius MLB radio down the stretch run and into the playoffs. Be sure to listen. I'm like, nah, I'm probably going to be checked out, to be honest, because I've been checked out for like a month already. And it's just sad, man. And then I get sad, and when something makes me sad, I get mad at it. And I'm like, damn it, I wish there was a reason to care about baseball right now.
Banana ball, I cared about that.
Yeah, but there's no pennant chase in banana ball.
At least it's entertaining. True. I mean, the IKF release, I mean, or DFA or whatever the hell you call it.
It's a lot of letters there, a lot of initials for you. IKF, DFA.
What are we doing? I mean, it's just frustrating. And I did hear on, I believe it was The Fan, I think Zangrilli was on there saying, all they need is two more bats on the infield, 2 more in the outfield, and they'll be pretty good. That's half the goddamn team. Half the team.
And a catcher that could hit, too. That would
And what did they do this past offseason?
Nothing.
They got Tommy Pham.
Spencer Horwitz. I wanted to see if your position had softened at all, but clearly it has not. So just a little bucko check-in with you.
I am at a point where I don't care until they give me a reason to care. And they have not given me a reason to care.
Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
40 years.
What happens is little things get me to pay attention again, like a sweep of the Dodgers, right? And I'll go, okay. Skeen strikes out 8 over 6 innings against the Dodgers lineup. It doesn't give me hope for next year necessarily. It just makes me pay attention for just a second. Yeah, but
they historically played the Dodgers well over the past couple of years, haven't they?
I don't know.
They went out there and swept them. I don't know if that was last year.
I'd have to go back and check, and I ain't got all that much time on my hands. I'll be honest. I got better things to do. Speaking of things to do, make sure you're checking out the Third Do First In podcast. We appreciate them supporting the show. Keith and Gino telling ridiculous stories from the first responder life, which they live. And whether you're in that life or you just want to hear about it, they are there telling their stories all the time on YouTube, on social media, wherever you get your podcasts, at Third Do First In. We appreciate them supporting the show as well here on Kabali and Mac. You mentioned SmackDown. What's going to happen tonight, Kaboom? Lots of people, lots of rumors swirling. What's going to happen? Justin says Brock Lesnar is going to be there tonight.
Well, it makes sense. I knew he wasn't going to go to Paris. He ain't flying from Montana to Paris. Now, Montana to Chicago is a little different. I just don't buy the AJ Lee one until she shows up. To me, they go to extreme ends of the earth to protect some of their storylines of people coming back. I mean, everybody they protect, and they're just going to let this stuff float out here. They're going to have CM Punk looking at AJ Lee signs and saying, yeah. I mean, these people were going to show up to Chicago regardless tonight because CM Punk was going to be there. I think Cena's supposed to be there too, right? I believe he is. So they were going to show up here. My thought was, if you're going to show up, if you want to create buzz to get on the ESPN app on WrestlePalooza here in 3 weeks, have her show up unannounced tonight, then you got 2 weeks then to lead up to it. Right now is, if she doesn't show up, the show's going to suck, right?
I don't know. Is it going to suck? AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. I can't believe CM Punk was really talking about Roxanne Perez or Rose, whatever. You know, whoever it might be, if they don't show up, you're going to feel empty. So she has to show up, or this is a lost show in my eyes. So
I'm more interested, I think. Not that I'm not interested in that storyline, because I think Becky Lynch has made it really interesting, because she's doing some great stuff right now. She's just such a good heel. She's just such a good jerk. I'm more interested in Lesnar and Cena and how this plays out. Cena's got 8 dates left the rest of the year.
That doesn't mean he's going to wrestle on those 8 dates.
Exactly.
Survivor Series and his final one? Does he have 3 matches left?
I mean, maybe. So what's the plan? And is Lesnar involved in that? And if so, how? I think it's clunky how they've tried to do this. With
if they brought Lesnar in, then they really haven't mentioned him very much at all.
Mentioned him once.
There's not going to be a slow burn here. So whenever he comes here, he's going to have to make it known right away why he's here and when it's happening.
I think it's clunky. I just think they're trying to jam a round peg or a square peg into a round hole, and it just doesn't fit. I don't know. If they're that big on bringing Brock Lesnar back in some capacity, I think SummerSlam wasn't the time to do it. They could have, and they've been so clunky with all of the storylines around Cena, because The Rock's often getting a 15-minute standing ovation for the movie that he was doing. And it's just, the instant turn back to face from heel Cena. It's been very, very disjointed since the Cena heel turn started.
Yeah. I mean, the worst was his turn back. I still don't buy it. Doesn't make much sense to me. Oh, by the way, I think I messed up. Okay. That's how we're getting from point A to point B?
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I still told you what I'd like. I'd like to see him screw somebody in Boston, flip off the Boston fans, and take the belt and leave. About that. I mean, must see. That'd be something you'd talk about forever.
It would be hilarious to watch it unfold that way. But Cena's not going out as a heel. He's not. If there's a guy who, and it's not a knock on John Cena, but if there's a guy who wants to go out as a babyface, other than Hogan, go out as a babyface more than Cena, I can't imagine who it would be. He wants to go out on top with everybody chanting his name and cheering for him. And I don't blame him for that. But, yeah, it's just been very, I don't know. It's lost a ton of steam, too. Logan Paul's doing his best to breathe some life back into it, but it's not working.
Yeah. Let's see what happens tonight. Like I said, if you want to be highly disappointed, AJ Lee won't show up tonight, then you're going to be very you're going to have a very disappointed crowd. I mean, does it make sense? I mean, to me, it does not make sense.
There's got to be a swerve.
They hide like the Hardy Boys during WrestleMania a couple years ago because they wanted that to be a surprise, or the Dudley Boys. Now AJ Lee's coming back, and they're like just basically telling you she's coming back. Oh, we made a mistake on social media's pro shop, and we put out AJ Lee stuff. Really? Really? Oh, really? Fightful.com is reporting this. Really? But nobody in the world knew that Brock was coming back, and nobody knew that was going to happen with the turn of Cena and how it was going to go down. And nobody knew that it was going to be the Seth Rollins double turn or whatever. They keep that stuff, you know, as our great friend Michael P.S. Hayes end up saying.
Go ahead, use your phone.
I can't find it now.
You can't get it to work. Yeah, that's how you know you fucking got him. I got it.
Yeah, how are you going to get him tonight if you already know she's going to be there?
You don't, I guess.
Everything's lining up too perfectly for this to be go off as.
Sometimes the fans are ahead of the curve, man, and there's not much you can do about it.
What did Tripp say? Sometimes you got to swerve then. When it all makes sense, sometimes you got to go the other way then.
I don't know what the swerve would be, though. Who would it be?
Oh, just wait.
We'll see.
Maybe she doesn't show up. Maybe she comes and turns on CM Punk.
Oh, come on.
Don't know.
Comes out with Drew McIntyre.
What a producer. Who does she used to have? Hey, I got one.
Okay.
She can come back with Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston.
I don't see that one happening either. Let's catch Slammy up real quick. Slammy said, I know I'm late, but what's going on, boys? I'll tell you. We both picked the Steelers to beat the Jets in a game that's uncomfortably close until late in the fourth quarter. We both think Jalen Carter is a big dummy, and we don't expect TJ Watt to be over on the other side torturing the rookie right tackle of the Jets all that often. We think the Steelers are going to do what the Steelers do and just count on the Jets making mistakes.
And we did
sum it up.
We did a tour through my phone pictures.
Yeah. Maybe let's. Let's not do that again anytime soon.
What? There's only one way you know how to do it, right?
I can't hear that at all.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
Nothing. Okay, we got it. That's how you know you got him. We got it. We had someone else in the chat offering to buy one of your hats.
What hat?
The Iron City hat.
I don't think they sell them at the store. I looked.
Really?
I looked, and they did not have this.
You get a special edition.
No, you got to just know people to send you some.
Okay.
Or take a ride up to Creighton in their gift shop up there, and they got a lot of neat stuff. They have a mango what do you call that? The LED board thing, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, yeah, they got a bunch of great stuff up there.
Yeah,
Most importantly, the beer.
Carol.
The beer and the whiskey. Okay, thanks to everyone who supports the show. We appreciate every single one of our sponsors and every single one of our listeners and viewers.
Justin E., we all appreciate him.
Justin's always all over it, especially when we get to the WWE
stuff. Where's Mark Malone at? I didn't see him today.
No, Mark Malone's not here today. At least I didn't see him in the comments. We will be back on Sunday, probably around like 4:30, 4:45 or so, something like that. Yeah, whenever
somebody has to be on a plane on Monday, so
yeah. So we'll do a post game edition of the show on Sunday after Steelers Jets. That'll hold you guys over until Tuesday morning or so, when we'll preview the Tomlin presser. And we also, if we're going to make these NFL picks, we need to come up with some sort of bet. So you think about that while you're traveling to New York.
Well, I got one. I got one right now.
What?
Whoever loses the bet has to dye their hair. Just for me. You got the pull it off. Pull it off.
I mean,
dye it all brown. There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh?
That's okay. It's a season long bet, though. I thought we'd do something bigger than that, but that's fine.
Bigger than that?
Yeah. Like something stupid, like you got to wear a mustache for the entire month of February or something.
I can't grow a mustache. It's really bad.
That would make it all that much better.
Imagine you going to like the Shaboozy concert with like jet black Paterno hair. That'd be great. That'd be great. All of a sudden, I show up. It's like a Steelers press conference or something with like jet black hair.
I think the mustache thing should be part of it, and the mustache should get dyed too.
I don't have a.
You'd have plenty of time to grow it in.
Can't grow a mustache.
We'll figure something out, but the hair dye thing may be part of it.
I'd have to use it one of those pencils.
Yeah.
Like Santino Marella did with his unibrow.
All right. That's going to do it for today. We'll be back Sunday afternoon after the game. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, okay? What the hell is that?
Turtle.
Oh. I thought it was something else entirely.
Wait. What did you think it was?
I thought you were pulling out like one of those old school glass pipes. You were going to go fire one up and get high.
Ooh. I'm just finding different stuff here.
All right. You're easily distracted. I'll see you later.